William stared at the picture again.
"I had hoped that I could use filters and so on to cut down on the unwanted effects," said Otto behind him. "But, alas—"
"This gets worse and worse," said Saccharissa. "It gives me the humorous vegetables."
Good Mountain shook his head. "This is unholy stuff," he said. "No more meddling with it, understand?"
"I didn't think dwarfs were religious," said William.
"We are not," said Good Mountain. "But we know unholy when we see it, and I'm looking at it right now. I'm telling you, I don't want any more of these prints of darkness."
William grimaced. "It shows the truth," he thought.
"But how do we know the truth when we see it? The Ephebian philosophers think that a hare can never outrun a tortoise, and they can prove it. Is that the truth? I heard a wizard say that everything is made up of little numbers, whizzing around so fast that they become stuff. Is that true? I think a lot of things that have been happening over the last few days are not what they seem, and I don't know why I think that, but I think it's not the truth."
"Yes, no more of this stuff, Otto," he said.
"Damn right," said Good Mountain.
"Let's just try to get back to normal and get a paper out, shall we?"
"You mean normal, where mad priests start to collect dogs, or normal, where vampires mess around with evil shadows?" said Gowdy.
"I mean like normal before that," said William.
"Oh, I see, you mean like back in the old days," said Gowdy.
After a while, though, silence settled on the press room, although there was an occasional sniff from the desk opposite. William wrote a story about the fire. That was easy. But then he tried to write a coherent account of the recent events, but found he couldn't get beyond the first word. He'd written the. It was a reliable word, the definite article. The trouble was, all the things he was definite about were bad. He'd expected to, what? Inform people, yes. Annoy people, well, some people at least. What he hadn't expected was that it wouldn't make any difference. The paper came out, and it didn't matter. People just seemed to accept things. What was the point of writing another story on the veterinary business? Well, of course, it had a lot of dogs in it, and there was always a lot of human interest in a story about animals.
"What did you expect?" said Saccharissa, as if she was reading his thoughts. "Did you think people would be marching in the streets? Veterinari isn't a very nice man, from what I hear. People say he probably deserves to be locked up."
"Are you saying people aren't interested in the truth?"
"Listen, what's true to a lot of people is that they need money for the rent by the end of the week. Look at Mr. Ron and his friends. What's the truth mean to them? They live under a bridge."
She held up a piece of lined paper, crammed edge to edge with the careful looped handwriting of someone for whom holding a pen was not a familiar activity.
"This is a report of the annual meeting of the Ankh-Morpork Caged Bird Society," she said. "They're just ordinary people who breed canaries and things as a hobby. Their chairman lives next door to me, which is why he gave me this. This stuff is important to him. My goodness, but it's dull. It's all about best of breed and some changes in the show rules about parrots, which they argued about for 2 hours. But the people who were arguing were people who mostly spend their day mincing meat or sawing wood and basically leading little lives that are controlled by other people. Do you see? They've got no say in who runs the city, but they can damn well see to it that cockatoos aren't lumped in with parrots. It's not their fault. It's how things are. Why are you sitting there with your mouth open like that?"
William closed his mouth.
"All right. I understand."
"No, I don't think you do," she snapped. "I looked you up in Twerp's Peerage. Your family have never had to worry about the small stuff, have they? They've been some of the people who really run things. This paper is a kind of hobby for you, isn't it? Oh, you believe in it, I'm sure you do. But if it all goes wahoonie-shaped, you'll still have money. I won't. So if the way it can be kept going is by filling it with what you sneer at as olds, then that's what I'll do. I don't have money. I make my own living."
"Yes, but you were able to choose. Anyway, aristocrats don't like to see other toffs starving. They find them silly jobs to do for serious wages."
She stopped, panting, and pushed some hair out of her eyes.
Then she looked at him like someone who has lit the fuse and is now wondering if the barrel at the other end is bigger than they thought.
William opened his mouth, went to shape a word and stopped. He did it again. Finally, a little hoarsely, he said,
"You're more or less right."
"The next word's going to be but, I just know it," said Saccharissa.
William was aware that the printers were all watching.